Okay. So, good afternoon, Chair Imason, members of the board, Dave Forrester Doherty. For the record, my name is James Short, Assistant Deputy Director for Administration for the Department. I'm here before you with regards to Agenda Item 5, the Guiding Principles for the 2021-23 Agency Request Budget. The purpose of this agenda item is to secure the board's input and approval on the initial set of guiding principles developed by the agency's executive team for the next budget development. Since the start of this biennium, the department has been working on strategic planning and budget development for the next biennium. To be effective with the budget development over the next 11 months through the finalization of the governor's recommended budget, joint engagement by the agency leadership, the board, and the stakeholders is necessary and is part of our operating model. This past October, strategic initiatives were brought to the board at the Board of Forestry retreat. This included preliminary policy option packages, legislative concepts, and the Board of Forestry work plan items. The next steps involve establishing the guiding principles for budget development. Having a set of guiding principles adds credibility to our budget development process and to our agency request budget. It also provides us with a roadmap. As in previous biennials, the agency's executive team has come up with a set of guiding principles for the budget process. There are 12 principles of budget development, and as I walk you through these principles, I invite the board to discuss and provide the department with direction on needed changes, additions, or deletions to these principles.
And as you do that, could you mention whether these are the same or different from the last set of guiding principles?
Okay. I believe all 12 of them are the same, except for there's some on principle number 2 has some changes
okay.
this year.
That's great. Thanks.
Okay. So the first budget principle is to promote an open and transparent process with employees and stakeholders and seek and encourage public input. Principle number 2, maintain core business functions and customer service as a priority while maintaining an agency-wide perspective rather than siloed programs. Sufficient capacity must be retained to meet the board and department's basic mandates, including fire protection, managing state forests, forest regulation, administrative and financial support, as well as natural resource policy, development, and dissemination. That last sentence is where the change was. Principle number 3, identify and address service gaps that exist between the current budget and the budget needed to implement legal mandates, the Board of Forestry work plans, and key components of the agency's strategic initiatives.
I can mind if I just interject here at this point. Not everybody was on the pre-board calls, and I made this point on the pre-boards, is that the part in this in particular that links to the next topic, which is our board work plans, you will find out that you have more desires than I have capacity to support. And it's forcing you to prioritize and perhaps prioritize where you would not, where you think, God, we got to do it all. The solution to that is to identify the gap and direct the department to create a policy option package. You know, you want to be a little bit more general than just a specific topic, but for instance, and we can reprioritize to some degree, which we're doing around climate change, within a small margin. But that's the other way that when you think about your work plans, if you're getting to a point where you're having to prioritize and you were leaving an important thing off the list, then work you can direct the department to do is to develop a policy option package. So just in thinking about, I wanted to bring that up explicitly because we're on a tight time frame. So when our policy option packages due?
At the end of this month, DAS will be providing us with the budget instructions, and we will know the kickoff and the dates and the times for the timeline at that time. So I believe the meeting is January 29th for the first initial set of instructions.
And the next time we'll be bringing back our policy packages to the board?
The next time we will be back is at the April board meeting with the draft policy option packages. And then we'll have the finalization at the June board meeting.
Thanks. Sorry to...
That's helpful. Thanks.
Yep. Okay. All right. Principle number four. Be creative and proactive, but realistic in concept development and proposals, recognizing the balance between and asking for needed resources while considering budget climate, stakeholder, and legislative expectations and revenue constraints. Principle number five, maintain a viable, effective, highly skilled, and empowered workforce and organization. Principle number six, identify and capture opportunities to increase efficiencies and effectiveness. Principle number seven, ensure that individual revenue sources fund a fair and equitable portion of the internal service costs that are in direct relation to services and products utilized by the program. Principle eight, align with the board and agency missions, legal mandates, strategic initiatives, performance measures, and the governor's priorities. Principle nine, partner with other state natural resource agencies on issues of mutual interest. 10, innovate new ways for revenue generation, providing services and stakeholder outreach and involvement that aim to reduce vulnerability to cyclical fluctuations. Principle number 11, be responsible to changes in the situation during the development process itself, and be flexible to change direction or course if needed. And finally, Principle 12, clearly communicate the results of budget investments or reductions that impact forest resources and prioritize services that directly benefit, protect, and sustain Oregon's forest resources. And next steps. The agency and the board will use these budget principles as a guidance document. The agency will be developing draft policy option packages for the board to review at the April meeting. And then the agency will seek formal board approval of policy option packages at the June board meeting. And finally, the agency will present for formal board approval the agency request budget at the July board meeting. Thank you. Any questions?
Well, all of this is sort of mom and apple pie, so hard to argue with any of it, but I've heard Peter talking about updating our values at some point and including more about diversity and equity. So it seems like the number five, where we say maintain a viable, highly effective, highly skilled, and empowered workforce, we might want to add diversity in there and maybe replace maintain with some sort of expand upon, or whatever the wordsmithing would be.
And those are a diverse workforce.
Sort of a focus on, we don't have a hugely diverse workforce here. And so this is one of the places where we might just put the wording in there.
And
this may be jumping ahead, but I'm wondering for... Item 6 and 9, is there any discussion among other agencies with regards to creating a policy option package that would address a comprehensive analysis of climate change effects on natural resources as a whole?
I serve on the Natural Resources Director's Cabinet, and there hasn't been a discussion of a policy option package for that. There has been ongoing coordinated work on climate mitigation and adaptation. And I think, some hope is that, if they passed a climate bill and created the climate authority, that would be funded and authorized to support that kind of effort. And then I think it might lead to then some policy options. The effort that they focused on in the Natural Resource Directors in terms of a coordinated editor was the 100-year water vision. And so there's a policy option package associated around the 100-year water vision. We don't have a piece of that in the sense that we prioritized investments where there would be the biggest bang for the buck. And so when you're investing to have improvements in water quality or quantity, forestry isn't the place to get a big return on the investment. If you thought about it in terms of moving the needle from, water quality, going from very high and high water quality to higher and higher, isn't as important as going from very low water quality or compromised water quality into making significant improvements for the same amount of money. And when we see the water quality trading, we see the same interesting dilemma is that they're investing in areas where there's no shade whatsoever when you think about temperature.
Maybe just to rephrase my question, to what degree do FTE from multiple natural resources agencies work collaboratively on issues that span different departments? Is that a common thing or not?
Among the natural resource agencies, it's a really good question, and we could probably bring sort of as an informational thing. We do that in a number of areas through the natural resources. So the big efforts, there's a water quality core team. So all water quality issues, and it's kind of like the old core team that was around when they developed the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watershed. So that we're closely coordinated on that, and Kyle Abraham has been our participant on that. For climate change, their DLCD is sort of lead agency for climate mitigation and adaptation. There's a climate change research institute that coordinates very closely with them. And we have a participant that's been working both in adaptation and mitigation. We're tangentially involved, and I'm trying to keep it tangentially, in ocean acidification and hypoxia, just because the nexus for forestry being a stressor to ocean acidification isn't very big. And then I think the work for sequestration, the role we'd play in reducing that should be under a different, broader arena, and particularly under the Climate Authority. But so I'm trying to think of what other area we were starting to talk about working on. But climate change, certainly, water quality and quantity, and those are probably the big areas that we've been working together on.
And to Jim's point, diversity, equity, and inclusion seems like it's another one that could span many different departments.
Oh, yeah. And so that actually is lying in the realm of the executive leadership team. And this is a good conversation, and I serve on that. It's a subset of agency directors across all agencies of various size. And there's several natural resource directors on that. And I actually serve on the subcommittee for equity, diversity, and inclusion. And I have been pushing ELT for in the 2021 that we try to talk the governor into making a big investment in diversity, equity, inclusion, because that's where I see some lacks of data to help us actually even know what our option, where our possibilities are. We're working on very old data. So there's a big effort there, and that's coordinated broader than natural resources. So and then we've worked together, and we every year hold a diversity, equity, and inclusion conference for all state employees, and the committee participated in that last time.
Brenda, on that one, and I don't remember, I was trying to get Tom to help me remember, but there is a sustainability board or commission that one of the things they're specifically looking at is the inclusion of principles, values, strategies related to DEI across every state department. And because the chair of that group called me, amongst many other stakeholders, to provide thoughts about how this might look different in different places and how to incorporate some of the variation in context across the state.
Yep. Any further discussion here? Great. Thanks a lot. We'll see you in April.